Podcast for January 9th, 2013. Special edition of the podcast today. Special guest Jim Scouten is in The Voice, The Man. The man celebrating 20 years reporting the shooting sports. He'll be on with us here shortly. In the meantime, a little bit of feedback from the last podcast involving Blake Miguez. Fantastic guest. However, once again, on a call-in interview, similar to the issues we had with Julie, we were having some dropout with Blake. So gotten some advice from some people who are big in the podcasting world, and we're hopefully going to be able to solve some of those issues going forward. There was also a setting issue in that last show where there was a little bit of a effect on the particular channel that Blake was coming in on. So there was some sort of a reverb effect, and that was just simply incorrect setting on the mixing board. So anyway, we're working this thing through, man. We're getting to it, and we're getting after it, and we're enjoying doing it. We're enjoying having the feedback from the people who are hearing it. And we're actually reaching some numbers. We're reaching a couple thousand a week with it, which is really, really cool. And as always, I'm going to invite you to give me that feedback. Hit us up at shootingusa.com. Come to any of the Facebook pages and leave us a note on who you'd like us to be talking to, what you'd like us to be talking about, and so on and so forth. We are less than a week away from the 2013 SHOT Show, and that is a big deal for anybody in the shooting, hunting, or outdoor industry. And especially this year. So a lot of preparation going on for everybody. They're, in our case, we're busy building videos and presentation type stuff for key sponsors. And we'll be looking forward to seeing that stuff as it's played and how it's received by the industry. And looking forward to making the trek to Vegas. It's a great way to kick off the year every year. And frankly, it'll be a nice time to head out to the desert as it's cold and rainy here in Nashville today. So anyway, we're less than a minute away from Jim Scouten joining us here. And I'll have to start flipping some switches and getting the levels right to make sure his voice isn't overpowering mine. He has a voice for radio. In the meantime, we'll talk about things that have been going on here lately. And anybody who has been anywhere near the internet has seen all of the reporting and all of the different things that are unfolding with regard to the new firearms legislation that may or may not be impending. One thing that I chose to do this week was to take the time to just simply write a couple of letters to the my representatives, Jim Cooper from Tennessee and Marsha Blackburn, also from Tennessee, and just express to them my position on how I feel, not only as a father, but as a responsible gun owner, about using a murder tragedy as leverage to start creating unconstitutional legislation and urging both of them to oppose it. And it's as simple as just writing a letter, putting a stamp on an envelope, and sending it in. And many have gone before me doing it, and so I felt like it was my turn to do it, and the NRA made it easy to do, easy to find the addresses to send those letters to. I found a link, which I've shared on my Facebook page, and I'm sure you can find just simply by Google searching. It's out there. The information is available, and now's the time. Every single thing that you think you might do that you think might help would probably help, and I'm encouraging everybody to do it. I took the time to do it. It's imperative at this point, as is membership in the NRA. And there are a number of different entities out there offering discounted memberships to the NRA, Shooting USA included. For the last 6 years, we've been recognized as one of their top recruiters, and that continues going forward. They need every responsible gun owner now more than ever. So if you're not yet a member of the NRA, please do consider joining. It's really not expensive, especially if you use the link at shootingusa.com. There's a $10 discount. And basically what that amounts to is instead of putting the membership through ShootingUSA.com out there at full ticket rate and accepting the $10 commission that the NRA offers to a recruiter, we've simply established a deal with them to forego the commission and leave the commission off of the price of a one-year membership, essentially saving you, the end consumer, that $10. So take advantage of it. They need you. They need all of us more than ever right now. And any moment now, we'll be expecting the voice, Jim Scouten. He's in to talk about all sorts of things, including a new initiative that he's launched. And you can find out more about that through the social media networks, through Facebook, the Shooting USA show page, as well as his personal page. You can subscribe there and find out more about this. So I'll get him in here any moment, and he'll tell us more about that and everything else that we're working on as we're getting closer and closer to the big event in Vegas, the SHOT Show. But, and just like that, as promised, the voice, the man, Jim Scouten, is here with us on the podcast. Welcome, Jim.
Nice to be described as the man. That doesn't always happen, you know, like when you were back in high school.
Well, it's, you know, times have changed, and this is a business environment as much as it is a father and son relationship. And so yeah, you're the executive producer, you're the face, and you're the voice. And we're celebrating 20 years of that, which is pretty remarkable.
Both of us. Not everybody knows that, and we're doing little bits in the shows of this season. This is the 20th year that I have been doing gun shows, and it is the 20th year that you have been involved in making those gun shows.
Yeah, that's true. It's I'm playing a vastly different role in making gun shows now and have been for the last several years. But I started in this thing as a what they call a production assistant or a grip, and that meant carrying things around and making sure photographers had what they needed and the talent had what he needed and pushing a broom and just doing whatever needed to be done. And
well, it was loading magazines,
right,
and making sure I had one when we were doing those. We had some funny outtakes at one time, which that segment we used to do, we called Shoot a Little, Talk a Little, because mm-hmm. the original concept for American Shooter was this was at the range on Saturday morning. And we had some classic stuff. I don't know what happened to it, but it was like get all set, get the camera rolling, and take a couple shots and then talk. Mm-hmm. And the gun with no magazine in it doesn't go bang.
Well, over 20 years, we've all evolved in our craft a little bit, and that also includes learning more and more about the functionality of firearms. And, you know, that's a fun thing at this point for me.
Yeah, so both of us are at 20 years. There is, by Friday, a 20th year anniversary challenge coin, mm-hmm. which will become available on the website in the store for folks who like collecting that sort of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, we're commemorating what turned out to be a long run, actually the world's first regularly scheduled gun sports show. Mm-hmm. And we're still doing it.
It's significant. The in these times, these different and unusual times with our legislation that's occurring, I was telling the people a moment ago before you came into the show that I took the time to write to our state representatives, Marsha Blackburn and Jim Cooper, just to express to them my opinion on what's happening right now and personalized it with my story so they could understand who I am and what my voice is in the matter. You've taken it a step further. Talk about your initiative you've got going right now.
Well, we've got times have changed in 20 years. We've got all these social media activities going on, and started using my personal Facebook page, which is Facebook/Jim Scouten or whatever. You can find it if you want to go look for it if you're a Facebooker. And we started putting up links showing stories that simply aren't getting covered in the national mainstream media. It doesn't fit their scenario. A woman down in Atlanta who hid with her children as a guy broke into her house, and he found them anyway, apparently up on the third floor, and so she shot 6 times and hit him 5 times. Mm-hmm. That's what guns are for, mm-hmm. and that narrative needs to get out there. So I was doing it with Facebook and getting lots of people to like it, which is part of that process. And I pointed out to him, I said, this isn't doing any good. You got to share this with your friends so that they'll see this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I got the idea a couple days ago, look, let's take this out to people who aren't even in the conversation. It doesn't do us a whole lot of good to round up our 500,000 to 750,000 people on Wednesday nights and talk to them, because that's the choir, mm-hmm. as in preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do us a lot of good to exchange all of these head nods and likes and even the shares on Facebook or on the Twitter channel, because, you know, the anti-gunners are not my Facebook friends. So, they don't come and watch the show, you know.
Right.
Dianne Feinstein is not tuning in on Wednesday nights to get excited about what I might have that she wants to ban. Mm-hmm. So, you got to take it out. You got to take it publicly on the other side of what's being, you know, hysteria, in my view, that's going on in the national mainstream media. So, the concept very simply was, let's not just talk. Let's not just type at each other. Let's put them to work. Mm-hmm. And so had our web designer come up with a suitable design for the lines that I wrote to create two different kinds of pocket cards that you can print and carry off with you, and a full-size typing sheet page, which is actually a warning sign. And the overall title is Gun-Free Zones Are Killing Zones. Mm-hmm. And we've got lots of examples of that. Yeah, the school in Newtown. We've got a shooting in a Tacoma mall recently out in the area where your mother is.
Washington State. Yeah.
In Washington State, which was stopped by a guy showing his concealed handgun. He didn't even shoot at the guy. The guy, the active shooter, saw that there was a gun there and apparently shot himself.
Right.
That's the way these things should end. That's what guns are for. So we came up with a card to notify a business that has posted their premises that you may not carry your legal concealed handgun into this store. Mm-hmm. You can present the one card to the guy, which basically says, you need to know I don't shop here because I will not risk my life without my legal concealed handgun. Mm-hmm. We have another card, which is a complimentary card. Had we had it at the time, you and I would have used it that day we went to Starbucks to support Starbucks that refused to post their stores. And that one says, please tell your management that we shop here, we do business here, because you permit my legal concealed handgun.
Right.
So I label all of this under the economics of gun control. If businesses and the public begin to realize that the choices they are making are of great concern to those of us who do understand what guns are for, then that may have an effect. Well, the final version of this, the big poster, which is like, you know, you go to shootingusa.com, you'll find a link right on the top of the homepage. Take you there. This will all be explained. And there are PDFs in color that you can print out on your home printer, make up a bunch of these things. The final version is the full-size 8.5x11 one, which you take out with your roll of Scotch tape and go to a place like our Cool Springs Mall over here that has all their entrances posted, mm-hmm. no guns, no weapons, mm-hmm. tape it up alongside their sign. And I've also offered, take a picture of it, and send the picture to my email. All of this is on the page where you get these things.
Right.
And we'll post them in an album with the name of the place and so on. Now, that Scotch-taped notice, which says this store prohibits concealed handguns, consider whether it is safe for you and your family to shop here, is not going to last very long, depending on how alert mall security is. Somebody's going to come out and tear that thing down.
Right.
But the few people who go in and read it in the meantime will all of a sudden be thinking about a subject that they're otherwise oblivious to. So that's the whole campaign. It's all right there at shootingusa.com. And by the way, the website is just smoking with downloads.
Oh, you bet.
These guys are doing this all across the country.
Yep.
Guys and gals, for that matter.
Now, every time you open the Facebook, you see where another five people have picked up the link and shared it, and it's continuing to get legs. It's interesting to me, and this is kind of funny, and this is slightly off the topic, but still on topic. Years and years ago, a comedian, Chris Rock, who happens to unfortunately be very liberal and openly anti-gun, had a line in one of his stand-up bits that says, "I'll never go to a party with a metal detector because all of the people outside that party with guns know I don't have one." Now, what? This was part of his funny shtick in his rap back in the day that was funny, but it's ringing true. And I think this initiative on your part is going to draw more attention to that fact.
Well, that's the theory. Number one, we got all these activists talking at each other, you know, mm-hmm. pro-Second Amendment. We're all jabbering at each other. Mm-hmm. And, well, let's quit talking to each other. Let's see if we can extend some of this thought and some of our position out and get it in front of, let's call them the ordinary public. And so far we're having pretty good luck extending this campaign out to some conservative talk radio shows. Mm-hmm. Have got it posted. I expect to be doing some radio on that, not only Texas here. There's a network that is pretty much nationwide with the Steve Gill Show. Mm-hmm. And we'll continue to put those links up. And every time we put up a link, it's like, all right, you guys on Facebook, now share this with your friends.
Right.
Kind of interesting reaction from some of them. Their anti-gun friends are dropping off their lists. somebody sent a note and said, "I'm sharing everything you're putting up here. I'm getting the word out. But my family members are complaining. They're getting too much stuff from me." Well, this is a pretty good time to get that stuff out in front of the public.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting times. And an interesting time as we stare down, and we're less than a week away from the opening of the SHOT Show. We've got some big things planned for SHOT Show, not only our one-hour special, television special that we do, but we're also going to be doing regular podcasts, and we're going to be posting them immediately upon recording them, so they might as well be what you would consider live from the SHOT Show floor. In my estimation, that will be the quickest way for people to hear about what is new and what are the big product releases.
Well, absolutely. That's the idea, to sit down for 5-10 minutes with Paul Plouffe, Marketing Director of Smith & Wesson. This stuff's actually going to be happening in the Smith & Wesson booth,
right,
if anybody's curious who's actually going to the SHOT Show. And there'll be this equipment you've got on your desk at the moment will be jacked into a PA system so the people in the booth can actually hear what's being said.
That's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. So it's something that, you know, we can do, obviously, to support a major sponsor. But we'll be covering lots of different stuff, not just Smith & Wesson stuff. And
right,
you'll be putting those podcasts right up and out, what, 3-4 times a day?
Yeah, easily. Thanks to the, you know, high-speed internet access through the media room the NSSF is going to be providing us with, we're going to take advantage of it. So I'm looking forward to that.
So something to look forward to, you podcast fans out there. By the way, I got to compliment John. He and Mike Irvine have, like, totally invented this thing. This is a whole new piece of media that we haven't had before, mm-hmm. and from what we're getting on the statistics, it's developing quite an audience. So I'll be over here in charge of old media, that's the television,
right,
and the younger guys are taking care of the new stuff.
When you say invented, that means it brought this long-standing media into our realm, into the Shooting USA realm.
Well, you right, invented the Shooting USA podcast.
Yes, I'll take credit for that. Thank you. One interesting thing that I picked up on the internet before setting the gear up here and launching this podcast recording is that some media and news people are being denied access to the SHOT Show by the NSSF.
Absolutely. I talked to him. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. That's where I'm headed with this. I find it interesting that I'm sure there are many, many more that have attempted to get media credentials who aren't speaking out about it, but there are a few who are starting to become vocal about the fact that they're being denied access to the SHOT Show.
It works for me. It's a show that's closed to anybody except dealers. I talked to the guy who heads up media credentials for the NSSF, mm-hmm. National Shooting Sports Foundation, which is the organization that puts on the SHOT Show. And I called him up because I said, you know, these are controversial times before, you know, eight of us get on a plane and go to Vegas. You know, tell me that you guys are not forbidding photography or video or something. And he said, no, you guys are on the good guy list. You're free to do what you always do. And so there will be an hour special. But he told me a couple of things they had done differently this year because of this huge interest by mainstream media television who wants to see how many of these new evil assault weapons are actually being introduced to the dealers this year.
Right.
So they cut off media registration 3 weeks ago. That was the end of it. If you're not registered by then, you're not getting in.
Right.
For the first time, they will not credential any media at the show, no matter who you are, no matter what you come in and say, no matter where you came from. If you don't have your credentials by now, you're not coming in. He also told me that they've hired significant additional security to make sure there's no strange activity. And he also told me that a number of the exhibitors, the major brands that are in there with their big, you know, $500,000 booths and lots of merchandise, have also hired their own independent security who will be on duty even during the show. So everybody's level of concern is raised because there's no question ABC News crew would love to get in there with a hidden camera and see what evilness is now being introduced to dealers across the country.
It's going to be interesting to see also, you know, going all the way out to Nevada, and you know, that's awfully close to the West Coast, whether or not it attracts any kind of hostile crowd outside of the building. Are there going to be protests? Is there going to be news surrounding that? It'll be interesting to see. This is a very different environment for the SHOT Show, I think.
Well, it is and it isn't. You know, we've done all this before.
Yeah.
I'll take you back to 1994.
Right.
Clinton, the big debate was Clinton was getting ready to sign what would be called the Clinton gun ban. It was, in fact, the lovely senator from California who was driving that, Ms. Feinstein, and he ultimately did sign it and banned the first 10 years of assault weapons under their definition. Well, at the same time, you may remember, if you're a gray beard listening to this, that the SHOT Show used to move around the country.
That's true.
And in 94, it was in Atlanta. And that made nobody particularly happy because Atlanta, the city of, had joined the lawsuits against the gun makers. And here we come to spend God knows how many million dollars in the city of Atlanta on a commitment to have the SHOT Show there. So Vegas, as far as I know, has never sued anybody, and they also do this sort of thing better than anybody else in terms of being able to move 50,000 people around and get them in and out of a convention.
Right.
A lot of times we've seen that doesn't work. But truth is, I don't expect much in the way of protest. Who wants to fly to Vegas and hold a sign? The place that usually gets picketed, if you think about it, is the NRA annual meeting.
Right, that's true.
That's Houston this year. That's an advantage. But we had pickets in Charlotte.
In Pittsburgh, we saw some of that.
Pittsburgh. Yeah. We saw it in St. Louis.
Yep.
St. Louis, do we have it in St. Louis? Yeah, we did. Louisville.
Yep.
So they'll show up if they can make a name for themselves and maybe have a chance of getting on local news tonight.
That'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to it, as always, and, you know, for a lot of different reasons. Not the least of which is more podcasting, and we're going to be doing it live in front of an audience, which is just going to be remarkable. So if you're already a subscriber, you're already in the loop, and you'll already be getting the feed from the podcast as soon as I launch them. And the best way to do that is to subscribe on iTunes. Otherwise, listen to us on Podbean. Just keep checking back. As much as I'm able to, I'm going to be updating our Facebook pages with links and information on what and who we're talking about from the SHOT Show. One notable interview I've got lined up for the podcast is going to be Craig Sawman Sawyer. He has a new project that's going to be coming out on Animal Planet in March. It's a conservation effort. And I don't want to let the cat totally out of the bag, but I'm excited about this show for him. He's a great guy and a great interview, so I'll be looking forward to getting him in front of you, my audience, so perhaps we can expand his audience. Anyway, that's going to be it for today's episode of the Shooting USA podcast. Thanks to Jim Scouten for sitting in with us and talking about current affairs and so on. And like I told you before, the man has a voice for radio, but you already knew that. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you from Vegas.